This is the World Industrial News for Monday, January 17th, brought to you by Industrial Info Resources of Sugar Land, Texas. This newscast is sponsored by Waygate Technologies. You should never have to question your equipment. With remote visual inspection solutions from Waygate Technologies, you never will. Visit waygate-tech.com and start saving time today. The North American metals and minerals industry experienced a significant increase in project starts in 2021 when compared with 2020. About $27 billion worth of projects began construction in 2021. That's up from $16.6 billion worth of projects in 2020, according to Industrial Info's North American Project Spending Index. That's a 63% increase in the value of projects beginning construction during the year. Most of the upsurge in activity can be attributed to projects in Canada, although the U.S. and Mexico also experienced an increase in activity to a lesser extent, said Joe Govro, Industrial Info's Vice President of Research for Metals and Minerals. Global electric demand rose 6% in 2021, and broader use of coal drove up carbon dioxide emissions nearly 7%, according to the semi-annual Global Electricity Market Report prepared by the International Energy Agency and was released last Friday. Last year's increased usage stemmed from global economic recovery and more extreme weather, the agency said. In absolute terms, 2021's demand growth of more than 15 terawatt hours was the largest in history. Belgium's government has confirmed plans to close its two operating nuclear power plants by 2025, as long as additional energy resources are in place to cover the loss. The plan, agreed after much debate within Prime Minister Alexander De Croo's seven-party coalition government, will first see two reactors shut down by 2022 and 2023, respectively, followed by two newer reactors by 2025. And despite continuing issues with COVID-19 variants and their effect on the global economy, Saudi Aramco is determined to go ahead with its plans to execute various oil and gas offshore projects. U.S. engineering, procurement, and construction firm McDermott International, after beating several well-known global contenders, won three contracts at offshore fields located in the Arabian Sea. For details on these and other breaking news, read the full stories at www.industrialinfo.com. I'm Peggy Tuck, reporting for Industrial Info News.